mating disruption in the almond industry is a big deal, where they take a pheromone of the female and have it dispersed around the orchard, confusing the males. They have no idea where to go, so it disrupts mating. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. David Phippen is a partner with Travail and Phippen, a grower, packer, and shipper of almonds in the Central Valley.
Yeah, and the tricky part is, you know, the average California almond grower is pretty small. So if you have a 40-acre block or smaller, mating disruption really isn't going to help you unless you can get your neighbors to also use the same tool. And I think there's a little bit more of that going on, where a neighbor talks to a neighbor, and maybe, you know, collaboratively they can take a region, like I live in Ripon, maybe the north side of Ripon or something.
And it does require this regional approach, you know, to keep that pheromone activated throughout an area.
If you can get growers to do that. Now, if you've got one grower in the middle of that group and he just economically can't do it well, then that's a challenge.
And it's a true challenge, because it could alter the success of the whole program for navel orangeworm, because it's best if you have a buy-in throughout a region.
So mating disruption works quite a bit better on, you know, a 100-acre block or a multi bigger than 100 acres.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.